Hi again, Juliana here. This is the Facebook Afterlife Part 3. And I'm talking about my mom, Gail, who died in 2010 of cancer. But before she died, my sisters and I got into a big fight because I'd gotten her Facebook profile password, and my mom was really sick. She was kind of in this in-between state between life and death that's hard to describe and a little depressing, so I'm just not going to go there. But I was just horrified that they'd taken down her profile because she was still alive. So I think I yelled about it. To be honest, I don't really remember exactly what the discussion entailed. I just was really upset, and I kind of flew into a rage. It was pretty much a one-sided argument. I had really strong feelings. They were kind of like, we just didn't know what to do, you know? It just seems awkward, you know? We don't want it to be weird for people. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I thought that her page might actually provide some kind of comfort to her friends, you know, because they can't be with her. It really was just family surrounding her at this point. So I think I just yelled, and they were kind of like, yeah, whatever. I mean, we had so much going on. It's not like this was, I don't want to make it out to be something, a big drama, you know, because the drama was my mom was so sick and we needed to take care of her and make sure she was comfortable and surrounded with family and love. And that was the main thing, not her Facebook profile. I'm just happened to be talking about her death in regards to social media for this particular essay. Anyhow, I reinstated her Facebook profile because of my strong feelings, and no one opposed me on this. Like I said, we had a lot going on. So on October 3rd, 2010, my mom passed away and we buried her. And I won't go into those details. They're really quite sad. It's almost Mother's Day, and I've really actually got a lot of happy memories of my mom that I just don't have the time to go into right now, but, it's like I'd rather be thinking about that right now at this point in time anyway. So after the funeral, her Facebook profile page remained, and now she had died, but she maintained a presence on social media, along with probably thousands and thousands of an untold number of people who have died yet live on in social media. So there she was online, even though she was no longer with us. And again, we were faced with a decision, which is, what do we do next? And I'll talk about that more in the next post.